Terry, the time is here. Browns training camp opening this week, and there's a lot of things going on, but like we've talked about before, we're not hearing so much drama.
Right. Until, of course, Josh Gordon issued a statement. He's not coming to camp because he has personal matters to take care of, some kind of treatment. I mean, Amanda, we all don't really know the story, but we just know that Josh has had a series of suspensions. Yeah. He's only played 10 games in the last 4 years. I wish him well, but I know this. And the Browns are going to continue to, you know, stand by him and help him, but they can't count on him at all.
Yeah.
But the rest of the team now.
There's a lot of new players and some experienced players.
Exactly. You know, if you go where they had quarterbacks to open last season when they had Cody Kessler, Kevin Hogan, and DeShone Kizer, none of whom ever won a single NFL game. I figured it out now. The quarterbacks they have now, the two veterans, Drew Stanton and Tyrod Taylor, those guys have a record of 33-26 between them when they've started.
Okay.
You know, that's a huge difference. In other words, these guys not only have won a few games, they've actually won more than they've lost.
Okay.
Which, you know, okay, if you're the New England Patriots, 33-26 doesn't sound very good. If you're the Cleveland Browns, you're ready to start building statues to quarterbacks with winning records at all.
That's right. You're just looking for a few games maybe to win even.
Yeah, and a quarterback that has a clue on how to do that. So that's a reason to be excited. And Baker Mayfield, the number one pick, is behind him. And to me, it's exciting that they don't have to throw him in there right away.
Right.
Let's quit setting these guys up to fail. Mm-hmm. And you do that by not asking them to do too much too early in their career. Now, who's the best receiver they brought in?
I can't remember his name.
Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, Landry, right.
Jarvis Landry. 400 catches over the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. You know, 220 for first downs. 25 years old, has never missed a game in the NFL.
Wow.
I mean, I almost thought when they signed him, I thought, you know, not only did John Dorsey realize, okay, I mean, he's a good player, but it's like, I need a receiver who's going to be able to play. Because not only did he have Josh Gordon who keeps getting suspended, the general manager had to deal with Corey Coleman who keeps breaking what?
Yeah, his hand.
And then the other hand.
Yeah.
One hand, 1 year, okay. And two breaks in 2 years.
Right.
Now, the door is wide open for Coleman to play well. But, you know, I think they brought in like 14 guys with NFL experience. You know, they went from, they had zero wins, then they had one win the year before that, and three wins the year before that. So if they win five this year, they won more than they did in the previous three years.
You know, I keep seeing players on this team on social media saying, this is a playoff team. Now, we can't get that excited, can we?
It's good they are, but no. Because you're going from zero.
Yeah.
And the other issue is this, Amanda, when you bring in so many new players, I just was kind of looking at key guys on offense. So Tyrod Taylor starts. He was a Buffalo last year. Mm-hmm. Carlos Hyde, they brought in, a veteran running back, but he was at the San Francisco 49ers. Then you have Jarvis Landry, and, you know, he was with the Miami Dolphins. Right. Let's put Corey Coleman in there. He was with the Browns. And so, no, these guys haven't played together. Another running back is Nick Chubb, who was from the University of Georgia. Duke Johnson was with the Browns. So I just listed like seven names. Only two were with the Browns last year.
Wow.
And it's now like they all came from different teams before. I mean, the same team before. They all came from different teams. You know, chemistry does matter in football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take a while to develop that. And that's why you may see some ugly losses early in the season.
While they try and get this together.
To get that together. But at least there are players out there who've shown on other teams they could be productive.
Yeah.
And also, you'll be looking, I think you'll see a lot of the rookie Denzel Ward, the defensive back from Ohio State, from Nordonia High School, looked really good in all the kind of spring mini camps. And you know, we'll see when Baker Mayfield's turn comes, how he plays. You'll see a lot of him in the preseason, by the way, Mayfield.
Yeah.
Because backup quarterbacks tend to play more than the starters. You know, they're always worried about the starting quarterback getting hurt.
Right.
So he plays a quarter, you know, maybe a little more, rarely more than the first half. And then the backup will play the rest. So we'll probably see a lot of Mayfield. And that'd be good experience for him there. You want him to get experiences in the preseason games, not experience on day one against the Steelers and all these other things where you could take a real pounding.
Yeah. What about HBO? They're going to be filming a show called Hard Knocks at training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good idea?
I've never thought it was, but apparently I think the Browns, while they say they were all for it, I think they had their arm twisted on that one.
Okay.
Because originally, I know John Dorsey was, and Hugh, the GM, and Hugh Jackson, the coach, were like, well, I don't think, you know, kind of like, if this cup can pass my lips, that's fine with me. Then all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, it could be good. It'll show us, you know.
Show how hard we're working.
Right. Now, the thing you got to keep in mind, Hard Knocks and HBO, they're fairly smart on what they use. They don't want to make any of their teams look really bad. The fun thing, if you could ever get a hold of all the uncut stuff they don't use from all these training camps over the years, that would be the real, you know, it'd be like 70 hours of tape, but you get a really good idea of what's going on as opposed to, you know, the 10 hours or whatever finally does make it to the screen. Is it going to matter one way or the other in terms of how they play? I don't particularly think so.
Okay. And then what? Preseason starts when?
Couple of weeks. It starts August 9th.
Okay. All right. Football is back. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.